पुण्यो गंध पृथिव्याम ज तेजस जस्मि विभावसौ जीवनम सर्वभूतेषु तपश्चास्मि तपस्विषु. द स्मेल, द फ्रेग्रेंट स्मेल, द पुण्य गंध, द सेक्रेट स्मेल, स्मेल इन द पृथ्वी, इन द अर्थ. अर्थ इज अ परा प्रकृति, बट दिस पुण्य गंध इज माई सेल्फ. तेजस् अस्मि विभावसौ, इन द अग्नि इज तेज, द रियल लाइट इन द फायर इज माई सेल्फ. सर्वभूतेषु, ऑल द क्रीचर्स बिलोंग टू अपरा प्रकृति, बट वॉट दे लिव फॉर बाय इज जीवन, देर जीवन इज माई सेल्फ. जीवनम सर्वभूतेषु तपश्च अस्मि तपस्विषु, ऑल तपस्वीज एट प्रेजेंट दे बिलोंग टू अपरा प्रकृति, बट इवन देन दे आर स्ट्राइविंग टूवर्ड्स परा प्रकृति बाय पावर ऑफ तपस, देट तपस इज माई सेल्फ. बीजम माम सर्वभूतानां विद्धि पार्थ सनातनम. आई एम द इटर्नल सीड ऑफ ऑल द बीइंग्स. दीज बीइंग्स बिलोंग टू अपरा प्रकृति, बट ऑल ऑफ देम अराइज आउट ऑफ सीड, दैट सीड इज माई सेल्फ. बुद्धि ही बुद्धि मताम अस्मि, दोज आर इंटेलिजेंट दे बिलोंग टू अपरा प्रकृति, बट देर एसेंस इज बुद्धि, दैट बुद्धि आई एम. तेजः तेजस्विनाम अहम, दोज आर ल्यूमिनस देयर लाइफ आई एम. बलम बलवताम, आई एम द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द स्ट्रांग. अहम काम राग विवर्जितम, आई एम इवन द काम बट राग विवर्जितम. आई एम इवन द पैशन बट इन विच ऑल अटैचमेंट is devoid of it. That karma, very often there is a big question mark, how can the divine himself be karma, when it is said earlier that these are karma and krodha are the two enemies and they have to be killed. That is why here Sri Krishna says karma raga vivarjitam. Karma not as it is understood in our ordinary consciousness, but raga vivarjitam. That karma which is devoid, which is free from all attachment, that karma. In other words, there is a distinction which is made between desire, will and aspiration. The desire is a movement in which you try to grasp what you don't possess. That is desire. Will is a condition in which you manifest what you have. There is no grasping at what you don't have. You manifest what you have. Now, when you manifest what you have, there is a will to manifest, but in doing so, you are perfect when you manifest, you are perfect even when you don't manifest. Because you are manifesting what you already have. When you already have and you manifest it, then whether you manifest or you don't manifest makes no difference because you already have it. Now this karma refers to this condition of will. In Sanskrit there is a difficulty because karma is used both for desire and for will. That is why to distinguish the word desire in Sanskrit, Shri Krishna uses this word kama raga vivarjitam. Kama, that will in which attachment and desire is avoided, is destroyed, which does not exist. Aspiration is a third movement in which you try to rise from desire to will, that is aspiration. When we have desire, but I want to rise into a condition of will, then this upward movement is called aspiration. So the distinction between the three words is very important. Otherwise we mix up the three together and you say that when I desire God, even that you should not have. In a sense you should not have it, but you should have aspiration. Because it is by going to God that all desires are lost. The real will arises only when you reach God. Therefore, your movement from desire to the will is aspiration, and that is perfectly justified. What is not justified is the desire to possess what you don't have. Balam balavatam cha aham kama raga vivarjitam dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamaha asmi bharatashrava. Now Sri Krishna further explains that kama, what kama is me? Dharma aviruddha, that which is not opposed to dharma. That means the real divine will. The divine will is the only will which is dharma aviruddha, which is not opposed to the divine consciousness. Yecha eva sattvika bhava rajasaha tamasaha cha ye mattaha eva iti tan vidhi natu aham teshu te mayi. Now he says that all that is tamasic, all that is rajasic, all that is sattvic, all that is apara prakriti, that apara prakriti is in me, but I am not in them. Up till now he described where I am in all the movements of apara prakriti. All the rest, the tamas, rajas and sattva, in none of them he says I am present. Wherever he is present, he has described, even in apara prakriti. But there is in apara prakriti sattva, rajas and tamas. He says these are in me, but I am not in them. This is a very difficult sentence to understand the first side. In a certain sense, if divine is all, if divine is present everywhere, if divine is omnipresent, how can you say that he is not in them? Or these only are in them, but he is not in them. This sentence has to be understood in two senses. One is that the divine is transcendental. Sattva, rajas and tamas do not reach the transcendental, because the moment they reach, they are destroyed. They are no more sattva, rajas and tamas. Like ego. Egoistic consciousness, when it tries to reach the divine, ego is destroyed. So, ego cannot exist, the divine cannot exist in the ego. The moment ego becomes one with the Supreme, that ego is destroyed. That is one sense. Another sense is, we very often say, a small glass can be contained in a bigger glass. So you can say smaller glass is in the bigger glass. But can we say the bigger glass is in the smaller glass? Although there is a point of conjunction of the two somewhere, because they are, the lower is in the higher. Similarly, the Supreme is greater than the apara prakriti. Therefore, it can be said that the Supreme is not in the apara prakriti. You cannot put the bigger into the smaller. It is in that sense he says, na tu aham teshu te mayi. They are in me, but I am not in them.